Long ago, there was a king called Uttamapada. He had two wives, Sunati and Suruchi. Sunati had a son called Dhruva, while Suruchi's son was called Uttama. Suruchi was the younger wife, full of charms. The king was therefore very much enamored of her and always lived in her palace. He never visited Sunati's palace even once. One day, when Dhruva reached the palace, Uttama was sitting on his father's lap, singing something and mischievously laughing. Uttamapada was holding him tightly to his heart and saying endearing words. Dhruva rushed forward, opening his arms wide to embrace his father and get on his lap. But Suruchi was on the watch. She pulled Dhruva by the shoulder and asked,
"Where are you going, Dhruva?"
Dhruva tried to wriggle himself out of her hold, but he could not. He replied,
"I want to sit on father's lap."
"Listen, you brat, you are not my son, and therefore you are not fit to sit in the king's lap, which is reserved for my son only. Pray to the Lord that in your next birth you will be born to me. Only then will you be able to sit in the king's lap."
Hurt by her cruel words, Dhruva looked at his father with tearful eyes. But the king did not say a word for fear of earning displeasure of his favorite wife.
"Now get lost from here."
Sobbing aloud, he turned back and ran to his mother. Sunati saw him from a distance and came out anxiously, for Dhruva was a very good boy and he never wept for trifles. She held him close to her heart and, wiping away the tears, asked lovingly,
"What happened, my boy? Did anyone say anything to you? Have you been hurt?"
When consoled by his mother, Dhruva's grief increased.
"Why is my father so unloving, mother? Everybody loves his own children. Why does my father neglect me? Mother, tell me, is there no way to gain my father's love? Can no one help at all?"
"My dear, there is only one who helps all helpless people in the world. He is the Lord Narayana. If you can get a vision of the Lord, all your troubles will be at an end."
"Mother, where is this Lord Narayana? How can I meet him? Will he listen to me or will he show me off as father does?"
"No, my boy. He will never do like that. He will be very kind and considerate and will grant you all that you ask."
Dhruva then and there made up his mind to go in search of the Lord and begged his mother very hard to allow him to do so. Poor Sunati, with lot of hesitation, she removed the princely dress of Dhruva and dressed him in clothes made of the bark of trees.
"My darling, leave the kingdom and go into the forest. Chant the Lord's name with all your mind. The Lord dearly loves those who love him. Forget everything else and remember only him. Then he will appear before you and give you what all you desire. May God be with you and protect you always."
She embraced her son with tearful eyes and bade him farewell. Dhruva bowed to her and left for the forests. As Dhruva left the kingdom behind and was slowly walking towards the forest, Narada accosted him and asked,
"Son, Who are you? Why are you wearing clothes made of tree bark? The kingdom is behind you, and the path you're walking now will only lead you to the forest. Don't you know that there will be fierce animals in the jungles? Come, I will take you back to your parents.
Dhruva bowed at the feet of the sage with great devotion and told him,
O Mahatma, I will do tapas in the forest until Lord Narayana gives me a vision and my father's love.
My dear boy, is it only a man's love that you're in need of? Think of your mother. How lonely and forlorn she must be feeling. Go back to her. She will be most happy to see you. Don't go to the forest. Even grown-ups can't live there. It is not easy to do tapas.
I am not afraid of the forest. My mother told me that no harm will come to a person who relies on the Lord. Of what use is the love of others to me, O Maharishi? If my own father scorns me, my mother herself is very much neglected by my father. If I gain my father's love, she will also benefit by it.
Seeing Dhruva thus firm in his purpose, Narada was very happy. He blessed the boy and said,
Dhruva, verily Lord Narayana himself is inspiring you. You go straight along this road till you reach the sacred river Yamuna. On her banks is the forest called Madhuvana, which is very suitable for tapas. Take a bath in the river and worship the Lord sitting under a tree in the forest.
He then drew the boy near him and whispered the Narayana mantra in his ears.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
As he heard the mantra, there was a thrill in Dhruva.
O Dhruva, drive the thoughts of your parents, of your father's neglect, your aunt's cruelty, and your mother's sorrow. Concentrate on the Lord alone. He will surely appear before you soon.
Dhruva respectfully prostrated before the sage and went towards the Yamuna River. In Madhuvana, Dhruva carried on severe austerities. He gave up food and immersed himself in japa throughout the day. In the first month, he ate one or two fruits once in 3 days. In the second month, he ate only a few leaves once in 6 days. In the third month, he drank a little water once in 9 days. In the fourth month, he opened his mouth once in 12 days and swallowed only a little air. In the fifth month, he stopped even that and stood on one foot and continued japa with all his mind set on Lord Narayana. Such a terrible austerity on so small a child moved the three worlds. The intensity of the tapas created such a heat that even the gods in heaven could not withstand it. They all went in a deputation to Lord Narayana in Vaikuntha and said,
O Lord, we are being burnt up by the intensity of Dhruva's tapas. Please rescue us from it.
Yes, I know. Dhruva's tapas has reached the culmination. I will give him a vision now.
So saying, he got up. Seated upon the eagle chariot, Sri Vishnu flew faster than the wind and reached Madhuvana in no time. Dhruva was standing on one foot with eyes closed and doing japa intensely. Lord Narayana stood before Dhruva and called aloud,
"My child Dhruva, I am very much pleased with your tapas. I give you whatever you pray for. Open your eyes and see me."
"Oh great God, excuse me if I don't obey your orders immediately. During these 5 months, I heard such voices many times, and thinking that you have come, I opened my eyes. But I found that it was only a trick of my mind. My mother said that you are everywhere, within and without of all beings. If you have really come, please appear before my mind, so that I can be sure that you have really come."
The Lord smiled at Dhruva's words and he appeared before his mind's eye. In his effulgent form, Dhruva hastily opened his eyes. In front of him was the Lord's form, same as that which appeared in his mind. Dhruva hurriedly prostrated to Sri Mahavishnu. He wanted to praise the Lord, but as he was only a small boy, he did not know what to speak. Knowing his predicament, Sri Mahavishnu touched him with his conch shell, and Dhruva suddenly found that words were flowing out of him.
"O Madhava, Mukunda, Govinda, Narayana, even the Creator with his four faces cannot describe your glory. Can I, a mere child, describe you?"
"Your father and all others will love you dearly hereafter. Go back to your kingdom. You will become a great king and rule over the kingdom for a long time. You will perpetuate your name on earth. After your life on the earth is over, you will become the Dhruva star that will shine brightly in the sky. All the great planets and even the seven great rishis will whirl around you. The whole world will look up to you for guidance in the night."
So saying, Lord Narayana blessed Dhruva and vanished. Dhruva was happy beyond words and quickly returned to the kingdom. Then as he approached the kingdom, he could see his father, mother, auntie, Uttama waiting for him on the outskirts of the city. Uttanapada rushed forward to take Dhruva into his arms and shed tears of joy and repentance. After his life on earth was completed, he flew to the sky. As he was firm in his tapas, so is he in the sky.